This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back of last March here of this year. We're talking about 60 North Gold Mining Limited. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SXNTF. And if you're up there in Canada, look them up on the CSE. You can find them under the ticker symbol SXTY. And if you're out there in Frankfurt, you can find them on the Frankfurt under the ticker symbol TFR. And with us today is the CEO and president, going to bring us up to speed, Dr. Dave Webb. Dave, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's great to be back, Everett. Lots has happened.
You know, a lot is happening. I think we're in the very beginning of a bull run for gold. I think gold, what I've seen everything going on, especially with inflation blowing up, I think gold prices are going to run here in the next 2 to 6 quarters. That being said, why start mining? Why not drill to define the 43-101 resources first?
Yeah, you know, we get asked that question a fair bit, and generally from pretty sophisticated people. Having worked up there, realizing that in order to bring something into a reserve, you need to have pretty tight space drilling. And the Giant Mine, for instance, did it at 25-foot spacings, so roughly 8-meter spacings. And for our 160-meter-long structure, and we're going down this go-round 35 meters below surface, or 100 feet below surface.
Right, right.
We would need about a $1.6 million drill budget, and including the assays and geology, et cetera, versus our ability to go and mine it for $1.4 million. So, you know, that is the reason why.
You know, that's one thing that really excited me when the first time you came on the show is that, and I if you would take time out and explain that to my audience, you're one of the very small junior mines that I know, and we've had hundreds of them come on our show, that you're actually bringing the gold up out of your own mine and taking that and smolting that. You want to add a little bit more to that?
Yeah, well, that's what's happened since we last spoke. I mean, we had an opportunity in the winter to drive our heavy equipment across the ice and bring it onto the property. So our ice roads were installed. We did the haul. We brought our fuel, our explosives, our camp, generators, compressors, everything that you need to do the mining. We've now got that sitting on the property and ready to go. And as a prelude to doing that, we had to get the permits. And in this day and age, to get permits to actually drill and blast, move rock, crush it, grind it, extract gold, and store your tailings somewhere, that's no mean feat. That's quite a difficult exercise.
I believe that. Let's talk about capacity. 100 tons per day mine and mill seems kind of small. Why not start with a larger operation?
Yeah, you know, I've been involved in a number of projects over the years, and yeah, 100 tons a day does strike some people as being small. So I can rephrase it and say, okay, well, 100 ounces of gold per day. And all of a sudden it's, okay, well, that's a little bit better. That's pretty high grade. You know, generally for an average rich mine, something around 10 grams or a third of an ounce, that'd be equivalent to 300 tons a day. Or some of the heap leaches where you're dealing with, you know, under 3 grams of gold per ton, that's like 1,000 tons a day. So as a wise man once told me, it's not about the tons that you mine. It's about the ounces you get, or more importantly, the money you put in the bank.
Well, let's talk about the ounces. How many ounces do you think you guys are sitting on?
Well, without a 43-101, we're kind of limited what we can say. But you asked what I think we're sitting on, and I think it's millions of ounces.
Wow.
And the reason for that is that we're in the Yellowknife Gold Belt. So this historically has produced, you know, 6 million ounces of gold from the Con Mine, 8 million ounces of gold from the Giant Mine. To the north of us is the Discovery Mine that produced 1 million ounces of gold at 1 ounce per ton. remarkably similar to the, what our deposit looks like. Those deposits that I mentioned have all gone down, about a kilometer or more. The conline went down almost 2 kilometers depth. We've gone down, with the past production on our property, a whopping 15 meters.
That's nothing.
Yeah, and that was 15,000 ounces of gold that was produced. So we're developing an additional 20 meters below that, so a total, you know, will be 35 meters below surface, or, you know, roughly 100 feet. And consequently, I think we have tons of potential, literally, and we can go on as all the deposits in the camp have done, generating a little bit. And, you know, none of these mines knew how deep they were going to go when they started. They just knew they had enough to make some good money, and they did it. And I think we're in that same class.
Now, Dave, you just brought up about some other deposits in the area. That being said, is there any other potential expansion that you see going forward?
Yeah, I mean, my history in Yellowknife started back in the 1980s when I did my master's thesis, and I followed that up with a PhD thesis. I've been studying these deposits now for almost half a century, and I think what we have is people misunderstand how to look for these things or what they even look like, for that mm-hmm. matter. So there's been an exceedingly low level of exploration in the camp, given its production history. And there's a number of other deposits, or showings, I should call them, some on our property and some on adjacent properties that look very, very similar. But somebody's put in one or two or three drill holes and not had great success, so they've walked away from it.
Right.
And from my studies, I can show that 2/3 out of every drill hole into a deposit come up with less than cutoff grades, so very low grades. It's understanding what it is you're looking for and what it looks like in an exploration program to help you develop it.
My guest today is Dr. Dave Webb. He is the CEO and president of 60 North Gold Mining Limited. If you're looking for a junior gold development company, take a look at this company. I think you'd be getting on the ground floor, and I don't think you're going to get hurt too bad. And that's my personal opinion. But you can find them on the OTC markets. Their ticker symbol is SXNTF. And if you're up there in Canada, look them up on the CSE under the ticker symbol SXTY. Dave, I'm going to give you the last word. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Okay, quite literally, with all of the explosives and the fuel and the equipment sitting on the property, watch this space over the next months as we bring the crews in and start performing or executing on our goals to drive down and get underneath the old stopes and into that vein.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days. Tell us about your discovery, and I can't wait.
Much appreciated. Thanks, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.